Good morning. Today, as we continue our Lenten journey, we come back to our homily series, redirecting our hearts to God, so that we may be able to worship Him. The story is told about this teacher, one of the catechists teaching his seventh graders. It tells them the story how Jesus was so down to earth that he decided to call disciples, call people like Peter, James, and John. So she goes into detail to explain how these were normal, daily, hardworking men and women around him. Some of them were fishermen, others were tax collectors, others were zealots. So the point he was trying to make was that God calls people from a normal daily life. So when she asked the question to the students, say, what do you think about Jesus' decision of calling all these down to earth, useless people around sometimes? And of course, there was this silence. And one of the students replies and says, I know, because the fact he called all these people, it means Jesus is a bad read of character. Now, maybe it's all of us who can be in that category, that we're the bad characters Jesus calls. But the reading today are inviting us because they focus on two things, light and baptism. Now, all of us here, I can say, we have been to the pool of Siloam. How many of you have been to that pool, Siloam? That pool is the baptism. We've all been there. And today, this afternoon after Mass, we shall be having some babies baptized who will be part of our community. Now, to understand the first reading of seeing as God sees, I want us to read from Prophet Isaiah chapter 55. It says this, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways. The first reading today, we see Samuel is being sent to the house of Jesse to anoint a new king. But what we see is Samuel is like all of us. He focuses on the external features. He sees this first one comes out, says tall and handsome and strong. And Samuel says, oh yeah, that must be the one. And God says, don't even think about it. He's not the one. So, of course, as the story goes by, Samuel had judged as we judge all of us. We judge by appearance. But God is telling him, no, I judge by the heart of someone. So the first king, Saul, was the king, was a people's king. The people wanted Saul because he was handsome and strong and courageous. But of course, God gave them Saul, was people's choice. David becomes God's choice, God's king. Because he's a shepherd, he already has the image of a shepherd leading his people. As we see, the first reading today is inviting us that let us try to see things from within our hearts. It's very easy to have our eyes open, our sights open, yet we are blind to the obvious. We spend time saying, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this, but we forget what's always important. What is within our heart? Can we see with our hearts? The gospel today brings us to that journey of the man born blind. And sometimes I ask myself, how many people we don't even see because we're so busy, they're so insignificant in our lives, we pass by them every day, maybe at a train station, never recognize them. But this man, you see, was born blind. But what is very strange is that instead of everyone rejoicing with him, they begin criticizing him. Maybe that person is us. Do we see what God is doing in each and everyone's life to transform their lives? Or we want to see them from the old way we knew them before their conversion? The gospel is challenging us. Are you going to stand in fear, or are we going to embrace what God is doing? We always have a choice. The gospel tells us Jesus sends the blind man to the pool of Siloam. Now, the pool of Siloam was very important in the Jewish festivals of the Pentecost, but also was more important for the Feast of Trumpet. Because what they used to do with, they used to bring water from the pool of Siloam as a libation. So when Jesus sends them out to the pool, which is called sent. Now all of us, we've been in that pool and we've been sent. To do what? To be the light of the world. To be the living water, those who are thirsty. To be the bread of life, those who are thirsty. We've been sent from that pool of baptism. That's why all our readings are pointing us to baptism, because our Easter, that's the most important thing. To remind us our baptismal promises. We've been baptized by Christ in Christ. And he has sent us into the world to bring his light. So the question for us, are we going to be like the parents of this blind man? The parents, because of fear, instead of rejoicing, say, well, our son is seeing us the very first time. He's seeing our faces. Instead of being excited for him, they're afraid. They choose to be afraid instead of celebrating the miracle of their son. As we come today, let us ask God to open the eyes of our hearts, that we may be able to worship him in truth and in love without fear. Because the God we worship is a God of love. He loves us. We shouldn't be afraid of our God. So when you're worshiping today, it's God's amazing grace which has brought us here today to worship together. Let us recognize what God is doing in each and everyone's life. And our prayer should be tonight and every day, open the eyes of my heart so I may see as you want me to see. The Lord be with you.